Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Becky Drager and Jenny Simons, and we want to say good morning to both of you. Becky, we're going to start with you because we want to hear about an event that's coming up really soon.
On this Saturday, May 24th, we're having a tractor ride for Little Miss Riley Salson from here in Atlantic. She's a five-year-old girl that has been diagnosed with cancer, and unfortunately now it is terminal.
You can't hardly believe that when you say that, can you?
No. Yeah. In fact, when her mom posted it on her Facebook page of Super Riley, I actually was sitting there at night and I cried. I sat there and I cried for a good 5-10 minutes, and then my husband looks at me and goes, "What's wrong?" And I told him. He's like, "No kid should ever have to suffer through this."
That's right. And parents also, and we'll talk a little more about Riley. But let's talk about this tractor ride. Where do people sign up? What do they have to do?
Well, Saturday morning, starting about 7 o'clock, Jenny and I will be down at the depot waiting very patiently for all of our tractors to arrive. Registration starts at 7. We'll be sitting there waiting for them. We have ample parking available. They can park to unload their tractors at Iowa Western down at Rex McDermott's Auction Building, Debtors West Lot, and then if we need to, we're still looking for a couple more spaces. I've got to contact a few more people for it. And then also behind McAtee's, there's a gravel lot back there that I'm suggesting those that have contacted me that are bringing multiple tractors on semis are going to park there.
Now, okay, this isn't just a couple of tractors. When you talk about all these lots, this isn't just a couple of tractors.
So far, we have approximately about 50 people that are coming on our tractor ride. Maynard Hansen has covered this every Friday morning on his radio talk show thing that he does on KSOM, but
he does one on KJN also.
He's covered it in the newspaper on every Saturday in his tune-up in article. Uh-huh. He's really been a big supporter of it. I went over and talked to him. If I remember right, it was on a Wednesday, and by that Thursday afternoon, we had this tractor ride going.
All right. Now, one of the reasons that you're doing a tractor ride is because Riley kind of requested it, or maybe she didn't request a ride, but she wants the tractor ride.
She did. She wanted to ride on the tractor, and we decided to blow it up and do a big community thing for raising money for her.
Okay. Tell us a little more about Riley.
Riley is a sweet little girl. She is very strong-willed. She has the most beautiful little smile on her face. She is very, very excited to meet real farmers, as she says, and to get to ride on the tractor.
Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things, as I understand, on her bucket list. Kind of interesting to hear a five-year-old talk about a bucket list, but I'm sure she had some help saying, you know, what would you like to do?
She did. Her and her mother sat down and decided to figure out what the top 10 things were that she wanted to do and experience in her life, and this was the number 3 thing.
All right. And she's done a couple of other things.
She with Sean Starchfield, they went and did a firefighter tractor.
So she got to ride on a fire truck, right?
She did. She got to ride on the fire truck, and she got to do all the bells and whistles and all that for that.
All right. So she's having some exciting time, and she certainly deserves all of that. Now, you talked about her great smile. Becky, we can see that smile if we go to her website.
If you guys go to Facebook, there are 2 different Facebook pages. The one that Riley's mom updates is called Super Riley, and then there's another page that they started for the events that went off this bucket list. It is called Rally for Riley. Events. If you check it all out, you can see that you can even order a Super Riley t-shirt. Somebody from outside of our community, I'm not for sure exactly who designed it, but there are these purple shirts with it looks like the pink Superman emblem on it, but it has an R instead of an S on it.
They Riley are, Supergirl.
Yep, and that's what she calls herself, is Super Riley. Mm-hmm. So
I'm guessing, well, of course, little kids anymore all kind of know about computers and websites and so on. But she's had input on what goes on this, the Facebook, I'm sure.
Yes, she has. Her mom's, since she did the firefighter for a day with Sean, they've had a lot of pictures posted of her and Sean doing different things throughout this. They just had her huge dance party, which was on her bucket list also, this past Saturday up at the hospital. The hospital did that event for her. And the Disney princesses were there, so she got to meet the Disney princesses, and she danced. And if you want to check it out, there's also a video of Riley and Sean singing Katy Perry's song Roar. It's adorable.
We could all be entertained for a long time, I think. This little girl is giving us a lot, as well as other people are giving to her, but I think she's giving us a lot also in this time that she has. Jenny, how did you get involved with this?
I have gotten involved. My son knows her older sister. And Becky's daughter, she goes to Jack and Jill preschool with Riley, just not in the same class. And we just kind of hit it off from there. Mm-hmm. Started watching the Facebook page and realized she wanted to do the tractor ride.
So are you familiar with tractors? Are you a tractor person?
Yes. Okay. My husband works for a farm.
All right. So this isn't exactly foreign to you. What about you, Becky? Are you a tractor person?
Yep. Mike and I farm southeast of Atlantic. And so far, a lot of our friends that do not have tractors or farm have contacted us. So I think every tractor that we own out at the Drager place is going on the tractor ride. Mike even informed me that he'll be unhooking the 4020 from the feed wagon after he's done feeding that morning and driving to town to join us.
They're going
to
all be there. So now, not everybody can have a tractor. Not everybody can drive a tractor. Not everybody's going to be able to participate in this. But if people want to donate, they still can do that.
Yep. Here in town at Wells Fargo, if you go in and see any of the tellers in there, you just tell them you want to donate for Rally for Riley, and they will take care of you from there.
Okay. Something that I think, again, makes us feel good, so we get something back from this also. So, Jenny, are you going on the tractor ride?
I am. I will be one of them that will be on the first tractor with Riley to make sure we know our directions. And then there will be a little trolley for Riley to ride on comfortably with her family.
Okay. Okay, you start the depot.
Yes.
Where from there?
We will head down to 3rd Street over to Olive and then on Old Highway 6 to Lake Anita and then make our way back.
Okay. So it's going to take maybe a couple of hours, you're thinking?
Yes, we will leave here about 8:05, and then we're hoping to be back, depending on our speed, between 12 and 12:15 to have a free will donation lunch.
All right. So, you know, this takes lots and lots and lots of planning. You know, you talk about a tractor ride, and as you said, Maynard, he puts these together, kind of got that down pat. But there's so much more to this, Becky. I mean, when you're talking about lunch and you're talking about getting everybody registered, there's a lot of planning that goes into this.
The day that Jenny, or actually it was at night when Jenny and I decided that we would do this tractor ride, and we got to talking, it was pretty late that night, and just decided the next day we'd hit the ground running. We went to a lot of area businesses and asked if they would like to help with it, and we never got turned down.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned the shirts earlier. Are those available?
Yes, they are available. You can contact myself or Jenny if you would like a shirt so that we can get a hold of the person that's in charge of them. It's $15 for an adult shirt, and then there's children's shirts for $10. There will be some available the day of the tractor ride. We will have them down there at the depot, and it'll be the same cost then. Just get a hold of either one of us.
I bet you're going to have a Riley shirt on.
That's our goal.
And now, is there a fee to register if you're going to participate in the tractor ride?
If you're going to participate in the tractor ride, we set a small fee of $15, which all the proceeds from everything that we raise on this Saturday will go to Little Miss Riley to help get to her number one thing on her bucket list, which is to go to Disney and meet Ariel down at Disney.
All right. And we've said, Jenny, that she's already completed a few things. You know what's kind of left on her list besides, of course, Disneyland? Do you have any idea? I mean, I know she's put quite a list together.
There is a barbecue for her family that she wants to do. She wants to have a big bonfire and have a barbecue. And she wants to visit Dalmatian dogs, which I believe is set for June. Okay. The dogs have been born. They just need to get their little spots now.
Okay, yeah, some of us don't know. They don't have spots when they're born, so that's important to know. Well, all of this is happening, and I guess I was going to say, if you're not going on the tractor ride, you're welcome to come down, see all the tractors, see Riley, if you have
Absolutely.
Meet Riley, whatever, and you could give your donation then also.
Absolutely.
All right. So, again, Becky, remind us when it is.
Saturday, May 24th. Registration starts at 7. Our goal is to leave Atlantic shortly after 8 o'clock. Our route will go from the depot to 3rd Street over to Olive. Olive on to 7th Street here through town, and then on Old Highway 6 over to Lake Anita. We'll actually drive down through the campground area and back out and come back the same way and join us back downtown for a free will donation lunch and some socialization with Little Miss Riley.
All right, great. So remember, we all can do this, whether you have a tractor or not. Just get down to the depot and help out Riley. And until next time, first of all, thank you to Becky Drager and Jenny Simons for being here this morning. And inspire deeply for yourself and all those in your life.